Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Yeah, yippee skippy. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, we have an announcement today, Mr. Benny.
We do. What?
I got an email.
Well, which one are you talking about?
The one at 11:50 that happens today.
Okay. Well, we can't say that yet.
Okay. We can't even tease it?
Nope.
Because we don't know if it's going to be real?
Maybe at 11:50, everyone should tune in. But they should still be tuning in now.
They should tune in now. But we can't at least even tease it a little bit?
I don't think we're allowed to.
Oh, my gosh. See, I didn't get that memo. Is that you? Do you want to know why? Because I'm not an employee.
That's why I am.
I didn't get the memo. So if I teased it, then you wouldn't get in trouble. But everybody would be rushing in here being all over my case. Welcome, everyone. All right. So, okay. So you're going to have to be on board, I don't know, at 11:45 today. Let's just say.
Just stay with us.
Well, stay with us.
Yeah, but especially, don't leave.
No, don't leave. I'm actually going to give you kind of a hint later on in the show today. At the half hour, I'm going to give you a little hint. Because I'll tell you why.
I'd rather you not.
I'm not going to give a big hint.
Okay.
It's got to be a little hint, though.
Well,
I want to tell you, I sent that memo out to my entire team. Trust me. They're already talking about it.
All right. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to the show. We've got a great show for you today. And as a matter of fact, you know, when you are on the journey to health and wellness, so if you're not on the journey to health and wellness, but you want to be, there are so many things right now to learn, so many things to understand. But I think one of the things that we all come to the forefront and agree about is the fact that the conversation of nutrition is pretty much left out of what it takes to be in good, complete, whole wellness. But not by people that are passionate about what they do. If you ever go to the doctor, I'm not mentioning any names because certainly we don't have doctors like this here. But if you ever go to the doctor and you're talking about your health, it's highly unlikely that you will get any information about your diet, about what might be going on in your body in terms of how you might be able to help your body, how you might be able to get well. Unless, of course, you listen to this show, then you know what the questions are that you have to ask when you go to the doctor or not. But one of the things that we have been absolutely blessed with is having so many extraordinary people join us on the show that really understand the whole system's approach to health and wellness. And, you know, this is not about a conversation about, you know, how many snacks do you get a day, although we'll probably talk about that. You know, there is this machine we call our bodies. And I call that a machine. I call it a machine because it does operate like that. And like every machine that you know, whether it's your computer or like right now, my printer at the office is acting up, it has to be taken care of. And so today's show is a show that will help you not only look at that, but to make some decisions about your life. We have some very special guests joining us here today. The field that we're in, Benny, we have we're very, very busy. We're extremely busy. And so to be able to take care of ourselves in a way where we're not driving through fast food all the time is really an art. It's a skill. And why is this so important? Well, one of the things that I want to make sure everybody knows is that, you know, there is a level of importance in our lives right now about what it means to stay healthy, what it means to take great care of ourselves, and more importantly, what does nutrition, inflammation, periodontist have to do with each other? Dr. Rappaport joining us here today of PNW Periodontist, and we have Dr. Susan Kleiner as well. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about why this show is important. This is important so we can really peel the layers back at what all of this means. Dr. Rappaport is a regular on the show, and as a matter of fact, he's talked often about the power of nutrition, the power of taking good care of our bodies, and how periodontic, the field of periodontic work and care really plays into it. He is somebody that has been passionate beyond anything you can imagine about how to take a whole systems approach. He has partnered with so many people to make sure that we understand what it means to take good care of ourselves. Dr. Rappaport, welcome to the show. We have a guest today, and yes, I know you're excited about this.
I am.
You've been talking about this for like months, by the way.
Yes.
We've been talking about you.
Oh, I have indeed. We've been talking about bringing on a very special guest, and it's with great pleasure that Susan's here. I feel blessed. I met Susan, what, about 16 years ago?
Too many years ago.
Her husband's actually one of my very closest friends. And Jeff, if you're listening, I'm talking about you. And over the years, we've been talking a lot, and I've had a lot of interest in the impact of a good diet and nutrition on overall health, but specifically as it relates to dental treatment and dental care. And there's really been quite a shortage of information.
Yeah.
So my go-to person is Susan.
Yeah.
And a few years back, I approached Susan and I said, you know, could you help me develop a program that we could implement, but one that's based in science, you know, not something that's very ethereal, but something that really has a basis in science. And she is, without question, one of the smartest people. I don't use the word genius often, but I do when I speak about Susan.
Well, you know, let me just tell you, Susan is the author of The Good Mood Diet. I think we need a little bit of that going on. And we'll talk about that because we don't really affiliate moods these days with what we put in our bodies, right? We take a look at our moods and we look at the stock market and we say, it's their fault. You know, this is a conversation and, of course, about, you know, talking about what power eating is about. That, of course, is something that you've also created. You have been a consultant for sports teams, for individuals, and, you know, a genius, I think, you know, is what Dr. Rappaport is talking about. But more importantly, you've consulted organizations. What is it like? What is it like, Dr. Susan? What is it like for you to go into an organization and talk nutrition?
Well, whenever I can talk about nutrition, I'm excited. So first of all, thank you so much for having me here, Darren and Dr. Pat. It's just, it's always, as you said, as Darren is passionate about total health, that's been my passion for 30 years. And the whole concept of diet and exercise being inseparable is the beautiful marriage that we have that keeps this body running smooth. It's what keeps us greased and oiled in your thinking about machines. It's very exciting to go into a company and address people where they are. The biggest problem I find is the negative approach to nutrition that we have. All of the don't, stay away from, avoid, limit words make something that is supposed to make us feel so good,
right,
the food that we eat, something that we're afraid of. And my whole approach comes out of the sporting world, but it really applies to everyone. And that is embracing food, knowing that this body runs the best when we think about what we need to eat, not what we can't eat next. And so there's so much that we need to eat that fuels our body and our mind, raises our mood, keeps us running at peak performance, whether you want to be at peak performance in the boardroom,
right,
on the court, or in the bedroom, wherever you are, you want to always perform at peak levels. And the only way we can do that is to approach food from a very positive standpoint, thinking about all the things that we need to eat to keep our moods high and our bodies running strong.
You know, it's really interesting to hear you talk about that because, you know, the fads out there right now, you know, a diet a day, sort of, and there was should I call it research? Okay, I think there was research or maybe a study done to pick which is the best diet out there. I don't know if you heard the results of this. Best diet out there. And Weight Watchers, I think, is making an appeal because I think Jenny Craig and Slim Fast actually beat Weight Watchers. So now the conversation is around which is the best diet. But none of the conversation is around which is the most nutritious, you know, program.
It's fascinating to me. It is fascinating. And really, what the real data shows is that all diets work. Americans are experts at going on diets. We're also experts at going off of them. And so the key is to find a lifestyle plan that works for you forever. It's not what diet helps you lose weight. It's what plan helps you keep it off for a lifetime and keeps you feeling as great as you can possibly feel. Most diets don't give us enough calories. I always say to feed a small pigeon. Of course you lose weight, but then they also tell you that you should also feel good enough to get out and exercise. If you're eating 1,000 or 1,200 calories a day, you don't have the energy to get out and exercise, let alone if you have other medical conditions where you have to heal. If you've gone to the dentist and had kind of any surgery, you will not heal well. You won't have the outcomes that you need. What we need to do is we need to give our body the abundance of food. And the way that we do that is learning to be comfortable with the foods that are good for you that we also begin to love. And we love them and they make us feel good. They raise our mood. They take care of us. Our bodies are machines, but they are the smartest machines in the universe, because when you're not giving your body what it needs, it will react.
All right. Well, I've got a burning question for you. We're going to do this when we come back from the break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the relationship between periodontal research and nutrition. But here's the burning question for you. I have a true confession. I love, love, love eating something at night before I go to bed. I really do. I've been doing it for like a million years. I love it. It is an apple. And about a month ago, I was told you should not be eating that apple at 8 o'clock at night. So I have to have you weigh in on this, because I don't know what it is. I'm addicted to the apple at 8 o'clock before I go to bed. When I don't have the apple, I don't sleep well. So you got to tell me, am I getting too much sugar? Is that not good for me? Is it going to kill my teeth? What's going on? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Elderberries, a truly useful herb for this time of year. These fruits are anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antiviral, immune-boosting, and protective to the body. Taken preventively, this herb can help ward off colds and flus, and is excellent taken as a syrup, either homemade or pre-bottled. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Kathy is in, and and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. I'm so thrilled. Dr. Susan Kleiner joining me here today, along with Dr. Darren Rappaport. And Dr. Rappaport's been a regular on the show. We've talked about the many, many things that, affect the body, especially in terms of diabetes, periodontal disease, cardiovascular disease. And we're finding out more every day. Today, we're going to raise the bar a little bit and talk about the relationship between nutrition. Before we jump in here, the apple story. I don't know what it is about why I am drawn to eat. And by the way, it's only one kind of apple that I eat. I don't know why I'm drawn to have this apple between 7 and 8 at night.
Well, first of all, the concept for me of don't eat at night
right.
is not science-based at all.
Okay.
What is science-based is that about every 3 hours we're going to get hungry. So if you've eaten dinner at somewhere between 5 and 7 o'clock in the evening, but you don't go to bed until 11 o'clock at night, somewhere in between there, you're going to get hungry again.
That's me, exactly right there, what you just said.
And so if all you're thinking about is not eating— the most typical thing that will happen is you won't eat until you're so hungry that you will eat anything that doesn't run across the counter itself.
Right.
The second thing is that why not plan to eat something that will actually help you sleep better? Because we know, we're reading in the papers daily now, how important good sleep is for maintaining health and a healthy body weight. So an apple is a great start. You want some carbohydrate. That carbohydrate helps move the tryptophan, that's the amino acid, that helps raise serotonin levels in the brain. Serotonin is the feel-great neurotransmitter. It's also a neurotransmitter that helps the body get ready for rest and sleep. And it's not just protein that we need. It's carbohydrate. That's what helps transfer the amino acid into the brain as the building block. So there's no surprise that nice carbohydrate source that's got some fiber in it, that's got a low amount of natural sugar, makes you feel good at night and get restful. One of my favorite foods is hot cocoa at night. Now, I don't use a regular sugar in there very often. You can if you're a very active person or that little bit of sugar doesn't make you too restless at night, but it's a homemade version. It's not the Swiss Miss prepackaged variety.
Right, right, right.
And you could just have a glass of milk, and a glass of milk is a great source of protein, a protein that's high in tryptophan and a natural amount of carbohydrate. But for most people, if they have a glass of milk before bed, what else goes with it?
Right.
Cookies.
Right.
So we don't want that.
And the only thing I've got to add is, you got to brush afterwards, right?
You absolutely, no matter what, you have to brush afterwards.
Right.
And you want to eat foods that make you feel great.
Right.
And so whether it's the apple because you already have the circulating protein, I always like to mix protein and carbohydrate together every single time you eat. So having the food that's going to fuel your muscles and your brain together is just a beautiful combination.
Like almonds. Almonds in the apple.
Yes.
I mean, those are my two go-to.
Perfect.
Those right there are to my two go-to.
And a very healthy fat.
Well, I have to tell you that I was in a little bit of a little hissy fit when somebody said that to me. And I just thought, you know, it doesn't, I mean, how harmful can that be? Really? I mean, for me. And you're absolutely right. I generally eat early, earlier than most probably. And my dinner actually sometimes is even in the afternoon, late afternoon. And so to go to bed at 11 o'clock at night is a little, you know, without anything, is a little bit crazy. So, you know, this really brings us, Dr. Rapoport, this brings us to a conversation about what we know and what we're learning. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the relationship between inflammation and nutrition from your point of view.
Well, certainly we know that inflammation is the body's response to trauma of any particular type, and there's various chemicals that are released. Obviously, from a surgical perspective, we expect the inflammation to happen, but it can have a deleterious effect. So when I've been speaking with Susan, we've been wondering, are there ways that we could modify inflammation? And one of which, of course, has been pharmaceuticals. We use various anti-inflammatories, non-steroidals. They tend to work quite well. But would there perhaps be a better way, a more natural way, perhaps using the diet and various foods to help reduce the inflammation and promote healing?
And it's the time is so ripe for that. We've been watching the dental literature with diet, and anyone who's been to the dentist from the time they were a child has heard sugar is bad for your teeth.
Absolutely.
If you don't brush your teeth, you'll get cavities. And the research kind of stagnated there for a number of years. And in the past couple of decades, as we've discovered that inflammation doesn't just happen after trauma, but people who are stressed, who don't eat well, who are overweight and obese, who have a lot of emotional stress in their lives, have what we call systemic chronic inflammation that is at the root of some of the major chronic diseases that that the country is suffering from now and in the greater world.
Yeah. It's on the rise.
It's on the rise.
All of those inflammation-type diseases, autoimmune, whatever you want to say.
Right, and it's a big buzzword in the field of medical science today. And so along with trying to get the best surgical outcome in dentistry, when the dentist is trying to help you, they want you to have better total health because the better your body is, the better your mouth will be, and vice versa. So there's some very interesting data, and diet plays a big role. And there are some great natural alternatives as we turn to diet and how to eat well and how to supplement well instead of using so much drug intervention.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say are in the field that you're in? What would you say has been, you know, one of the more breakthrough kinds of discoveries about how to replace steroid-based drugs? Because that's your go-to, generally. You know, if you have a condition, you go to the doctor, it's usually the place that you go to first.
The most exciting research right now is with fish oil.
Mm.
Fish oil and the components of the two omega-3 fats, DHA and secondarily EPA, have been shown to be powerful anti-inflammatories systemically, but looking at treatment of periodontal disease in particular, it has been shown to be an effective adjunctive therapy, almost as good or perhaps as good as antibiotic treatment has been. So there's some really exciting research not on the horizon, happening now, data that is already published, but data to come that has, I think, a lot of promise. We can use fish oil and eating fish. And we've heard this, the American Heart Association promotes 3 fish meals a week. We know that supplementing with omega-3 fats, DHA, and EPA reduces risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke, and it may impact depression and mood issues, numerous issues that we deal with. When it comes to periodontal disease, it is a very effective treatment, apparently, and it's exciting. If you have 1,000 milligrams of DHA or combined DHA and EPA every day from a product, a supplement that you know is very good, and I always say, and you eat some fish, And any fish has more fish oil than a hot dog. So don't think.
Uh-oh, baseball season. Right?
Don't think, well, if I'm not eating salmon five times a week, I'm not getting anything that's good for me.
Right.
All fish counts. But in order to really get to ensure that you get the amounts that you need every day, a supplement with 1,000 milligrams of DHA plus EPA is a very, very important strategy. And we are using it in the dental offices.
Well, you know, part of this also is to really all the research, Dr. Epperford, that we're getting around periodontal disease and how it affects the rest of the body. I mean, this is kind of like what makes sense now. You know, I think up to a point there were things that were not making sense. And now we have the research to kind of support what goes on in the body. There's got to be a reason for so many people suffering with inflammation in their bodies. And it's hard to explain it, except if you look at what we eat and what's been going on for the past 40 years in terms of what we've been eating. So I want to ask you, Susan, I mean, this is not an overnight thing that's happened to our society, has it?
No.
Has it been?
Oh, no. No. No, so there's a combination of things that have happened. As the food industry has rocketed forward in its ability to engineer foods, and the manufacturers working with Madison Avenue and giving us the latest and greatest thing that's actually going to make us look cosmetically better, every promise has some unexpected consequence. And so as we decided for one decade we needed to get rid of all the fat in our diet, we cranked up the sugar to, you know, proportions that we had never seen before in the diet at all because it was replacing all the fats. And then we discovered that it really wasn't the fats that were the problem. It's saturated fat. But otherwise, we desperately need the healthy fats from avocados and olives and extra virgin olive oil. By the way,
yummy.
When we talk about extra virgin olive oil, people say to me, why extra virgin olive oil? Because it's uncanny. Extra virgin olive oil has a compound in it that is identical to ibuprofen. So when you're looking at using non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs versus including extra virgin olive oil in your diet every day, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a no-brainer if you come from an Italian family like I come from, you know, where you didn't sit at a table without olive oil everywhere. You know, we grew up with this as children.
Right.
And natural herbs. And then we entered the food out of the box era. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Rappaport is going to, and Dr. Kleiner is going to share a case study where eating these foods has drastically improved a patient's health. How does that work? We'll talk about that and much more. But this is something that we can change now. You know, I grew up in a family where we would open a box and that would be called dinner. How to break away from those patterns is really a journey. We'll talk about that and give you some help around that. When we come back, we'll give you the website so you can find out more about Dr. Susan, Dr. Rappaport. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai. The healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. So if you're getting ready to audition for Dancing with the Stars, we just want to do this show for you today so that you can make sure that you're at optimal performance. And, I'll tell you what, skip the Dancing with the Stars. We're going to do a Dr. Pat challenge on this show. We got the idea yesterday, and I've been a little reluctant to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it because now I've got Dr. Kleiner here and Dr. Rappaport here, so I'm going to be able to get some special nutrition help. Zumba. 5 minutes of Zumba will change your life. Now, 55 minutes of Zumba without eating the right food, it will take you to a place that you don't want to go. Thank you, guys, for joining me here today, Dr. Susan Kleiner and Dr. Rappaport. All right, so we're gonna talk about this relationship. But before we do, I would love for people to have your website to know about how to get copies of your books, Dr. Susan. So why don't you go ahead?
So my website is just like my name. It's drskleiner.com, drskleiner.com. And you come on there and you can read all about all the different kinds of things I do, my books and talks and blog and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
You've published quite a bit, haven't you, Susan? How many books
have
you published?
7 books.
Yeah.
Working on the 8th.
I've got quite a few of them myself.
Mm-hmm. So the funny story, one of my books, which is most well-known in the world of sports nutrition, called Power Eating.
I know. I was just going to ask you if you are going to talk about power eating. That's why I brought up the whole Zumba thing.
So power eating is eating for strength and power, gaining energy, gaining muscle, cutting fat. And when it was very first published over 15 years ago, the couple of guys who brought my very first boxes delivered to the house were some pretty big, burly guys with a little bit of a gut on each of them. And they bring these heavy books to the front door. And they said, well, what's in this? And I said, books. They said, what kind of books? And I said, I'm really excited. I just published a book. It's called Power Eating. And they both looked at each other and they go, oh, Power Eating. We do that.
Why are y'all looking at me?
I just thought of chicken wings. I had to look at you.
Y'all looked at me I'm a power eater. I am not a power eater.
Okay,
maybe just a little.
It's right, eating for power and strength.
A little bit.
You do to chicken wings what I can do to a pizza.
There you go.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay.
Haven't done it in a while.
But you can power eat at any time, anywhere, because as I said, everyone wants to achieve peak performance in their lives. And so the exciting thing for me has been this opportunity to evolve with my husband, Jeff, who is also a periodontist, go all the way through dental school and all of his specialties alongside him, get to meet Darren. and watch the field of dentistry grow. And what has always been so appealing about dentistry is that dentistry has historically always been about prevention, which is exactly what diet and exercise is. So we have a real marriage of the minds. And to watch a field like periodontics, where you're trying to really help people improve how they feel and how they look in their mouths, which can improve the rest of their body.
Right.
And this data connecting, we don't know which is the chicken and which is the egg. If you get periodontal disease, you're at a higher risk of cardiovascular disease and diabetes, many mm-hmm. other chronic illnesses. But if you are diabetic or you have metabolic syndrome, if you're obese, if you have poorly controlled blood sugar, blood pressure, cancer, heart disease, you're at a higher risk
right.
of periodontal disease.
Well, there's no longitudinal information. I mean,
right.
I mean, all of us have had to do research along the way for something or another. But, you know, if you take a kid that has had severe periodontal disease at age 12, and you follow the life of that child, and, you know, 40, 50 years old, all of a sudden they have, you know, chronic pain, inflammation, but there isn't that information. There's
right.
no study to be able to say, oh, okay, very young age, periodontal disease, not really much going on with other chronic illnesses. Let's look at a lifespan. So we're having to really look at these correlations. But these are important correlations.
Yes, very important. And so when someone comes into the dental office now, which hopefully you're going to your dentist more frequently than you go to your physician. And so why not get total health care prevention oriented in the dental office? And if you're going to the dental office or a periodontal office because you need surgery, the concept of prehab, of preparing your body to be in the best shape it can possibly be prior to surgery, there's no question that that improves the outcome. We know that in any other surgery in the body. Surgeons have research that have looked at this for many, many decades since before I started in this field. Well, surgery in the mouth is no different than surgery on your leg or surgery in your gut. It's all cutting into the tissue. Let's prepare the body as best we can, because typically it's not an emergency when you go into the dental office or the periodontal office. You have a few weeks to prepare. So the things I want everybody to do, number one, it's always the number one, is drink plenty of fluids.
Yeah,
be
let's
really,
talk about
really
that.
Well hydrated.
Let's talk about this for a quick second, because people are confused. First, it was only drink water. Then it was make sure you put lemon in your water. Then it's like you can have juice. So when you say liquids or fluids, can you give us a little information on this? Because this has really been quite controversial in my family, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You know, I never give anybody just a little information. But this is the bottom line.
All right.
We know, no question, that the average person needs somewhere between 9 to 12 cups, 8-ounce cups of fluid a day if they're a couch potato. If they don't move, they need 9 to 12 cups
wow.
to replace the fluid lost every day.
Okay.
If you're a smaller person, you need 9 cups. If you're a larger person, you need 12 cups. What makes up those 9 to 12 cups? The data worldwide shows that people who drink 5 to 6 cups of water, 8-ounce of water cups every day versus 2 or fewer, have a remarkably decreased risk of many different types of cancers. Cancers of the urinary tract, cancers of the colon, potentially cancers associated with hormone differences. So breast, et cetera, reproductive system cancers, definitely lower risk of heart disease and stroke, a lower risk of mitral valve prolapse. So while that may not be cause and effect data, it gives us, it's worldwide from Japan, Hawaii, here in Seattle at the Fred Hutchison Cancer Research Center, Boston, Israel, worldwide, we see this same data show up. And it's water. It can be sparkling. It can be flat. But it's
okay.
not tea. It's not coffee. So of your
and
9
it's
to
not
12.
Juice.
It's not juice.
All right.
Of your 9 to 12, and total fluids matter. But so does water.
Okay, good. I think that's important clarification, because we are going out of our way not to drink water.
Yeah, don't
we
do
really
that.
You know what I'm talking about.
Right. So in addition to your 5 to 6 cups of water, you have 2 or 3 cups of milk. You have maybe a glass of 100% fruit juice. You may have, you know, 2 to 3 cups of coffee still counts toward your total fluid intake. The caffeine has a dose response as a diuretic or causing you to lose fluid. So 2 to 3 cups of are the equivalent of coffee, and that doesn't mean 2 to 3, you know, quad ventis. That means single shots. Those count toward your total fluid intake.
Great. So, you know, when we take a look at all of this in the scheme of things, you both have come together, as well as your husband, apparently, and have really looked at this from a whole systems point of view. Dr. Rappaport, I know you've been excited about this show.
I have, very much. And in fact, I'm sitting here every time I sit and listen to Susan speak. I'm in wonder, and I always learn something new. So it's always such a pleasure. But we really, you know, it was interesting because Susan and I sort of came to the same conclusion, but sort of separately. I think she was speaking with Jeff, who, as you know, was a periodontist in Redmond, who I respect a lot. I've learned so much from him. And we were seeing the same kinds of things amongst all surgeons, not just periodontists, but anyone who does surgery. There are certain kinds of patients that just don't heal well and other patients that do. And it's like, well, why is it? And one of the things we thought, well, perhaps could be is maybe it's more than just genetics, but perhaps a dietary mm-hmm. component as well. And while we don't have any hard evidence saying that that's absolutely the case, in some of the patients that we've been seeing dietary changes and that do follow, because I do direct them to Susan's websites and her meal plans and this little brochure that we have in front of us over here, we have this in our office, they report anecdotally that they feel better.
Yeah.
They do appear to heal better. I know Jeff has seen the same things. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, this is not a scientific study. These are case reports.
Yeah, anecdotal data. And, you know, honestly, the stories that people tell are really worth so much because that's really what we want to know. You know, we see studies and statistics, but we really want to know what's your journey been like. When we come back, Dr. Susan, we're going to go through all of these incredible things you've outlined for us so that people can get themselves ready for whatever they have to do, whatever surgery, and how we can use some of the nutrition that you're going to talk about to actually heal our body. You know, what are some of the things that we can learn, we can know beyond water? What are the changes you can make today? What about that herb that you've heard so much about but not really used yet? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
At the law offices of Richard D. Seward, we care about our clients. We offer important legal advice and services to help them grow their wealth and protect it. We manage the risks and help the financially distressed through the recovery process. We are committed and dedicated to helping people throughout Western Washington and beyond with our expertise in business, real estate, tax law, and debt relief. Find us at richardseward.com or call us at 360-876-6425. We care about you.
What robs you of your energy and vitality? The weight gain that just won't go away? Toxicity, prolonged stress, or maybe a trauma from a car accident or fall that damaged your nervous system? Go to this website, bellevue.wellness1.net, to learn more about the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. They'll take time with a free consultation to evaluate the health problems affecting you. Get your health and energy back. Go to bellevue.wellness1.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Susan Kleiner joining us here today. Dr. Darren Rappaport. Now, you know, I know you've been kind of quiet over here, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'm good with this.
You're
you
good?
Know? As
okay.
I said, you know, Susan's the expert on the nutrition stuff, and she's been directing us and helping us develop our program in the office. So.
Yeah.
I'm happy to sit here. And as I said, I learn lots from her.
Well, you know what? This segment's all you, because this is where we really all want to know what we can do and how to do it. So please correct us a little bit here so that we could take some action on our own behalf.
Okay. Here's your action plan.
All right, Benny.
So we started with hydration and fluids, and that just is all the time. You want to make sure every cell in your body is plumped up. Think of a plant. And when a plant doesn't have enough water, it begins to wilt. That's the same thing that happens in your cells. Nothing works well. Protein metabolism slows down. Fat metabolism slows down. Carbohydrate metabolism slows down. You're not building tissues the way you want to. You're not relieving your body of toxins the way you want to. Everything slows down. So staying well hydrated is critically important. When you're going for surgery, oh my God. Incredibly important. You want your body functioning at the most rapid level it can so it can heal as well as it can. Okay. Number two, I have a list that is going to be on your website, I believe, of my top 10 anti-inflammatory foods.
I love this.
This doesn't mean just before surgery. This means all the time, because we want to limit and diminish inflammation, systemic inflammation going on in our bodies all the time. It's something that happens after exercise every day. As Darren said, inflammation is our body's response to trauma. So exercise causes trauma in the muscle. Inflammation initially helps us heal, but gone unchecked slows everything down. Gone unchecked after exercise, we get too sore to exercise day after
day. That's right.
Right?
Right.
But foods can make a difference. And top on my list, believe it or not, are healthy fats. So the healthy, high-performance, anti-inflammatory fats come from, number one, fish. And then, of course, olives, extra virgin olive oil, avocados, nuts and seeds, and the nut butters and oils that come from seeds and oils. All of those and plant oils are incredibly important. They are anti-inflammatory. Now remember, there are fats that are pro-inflammatory. And I don't like to talk about limit and avoid, because when I think about pushing all these healthy fats on you,
right,
the other fats will just sort of find their way out of your diet on their own.
You know, it's so interesting, because about 3 years ago, we have a local company that started an absolutely phenomenal global, let's just call it, absolutely incredible wave around yogurt. That was the Greek gods, people.
Right.
We live right up here. Full fat, decadent. Now you can't go to a store without finding Greek yogurt. I mean, and demonstrated that you could eat this yogurt and still lose weight. So it's been confusing, Dr. Susan, for people.
And we need healthy fats in the diet. The brain, over 60% of the mass of the brain is fat. In my house, if you're called a fathead, it's a compliment. So so you need fat, and the brain will use alternate fats, fats that promote inflammation, that cause hardening of the arteries, that slow memory, that slow cognitive performance, that will cause dysfunction in your brain if you don't have these healthy fats on board. So when that happens, the brain also will slow down fat burning in your body. And so you get more and more overweight, you have more difficult time burning fat and losing fat, and you also raise the inflammatory processes in your body. I actually had a very high-profile, very famous basketball player as a client a number of years ago who had had shoulder surgery, and he was not healing. And so when we looked at his diet, I was brought in specifically for this reason. We saw that he was eating lots of fast food, lots of processed food, lots of chips and snacks and fried foods, and sodas, high in sugar, wow, high in pro-inflammatory fats. When we took those foods out of his diet and substituted and replaced all the healthy fats, his shoulder healed and he was back on the court. So there is a lot of substance to what we're talking about. Don't be afraid to add a little fat to every meal and snack that you have every day. Then, next, deep green, dark red vegetables, green leafy vegetables, kale, Swiss chard, all spinach, dark lettuces, all of those are rich in anti-inflammatory components. Beets, I love. And beets are a standout in the field of sports nutrition. We're always looking for the competitive edge. And today, we're looking for natural things because we know that drugs can no longer be the go-to for enhancing physical performance. And beets actually increase nitric oxide. And nitric oxide opens our blood vessels. So by opening the blood vessels, we can get nutrients to the cells faster. Well, imagine if you can get nutrients to your cells better after surgery, you will heal faster.
Yeah.
So beets are wonderful all day long, every day. Don't get worried if it changes the color when you void in either direction. You may notice some redness. Don't let it scare you. It's not blood. It's just that deep, dark beet color coming through. Citrus fruits and juices, high in vitamin C. Everybody knows that. Very important antioxidant. Inflammation is a response to oxidative damage very often. It's not the only thing, but it's one of the things that causes inflammation. We want to reduce that oxidative damage. Vitamin C plays a key role. So the easy go-to foods in the American diet are citrus fruits and juices. Berries, kiwi, also high in vitamin C and other antioxidant components. Berries in particular, again, their deep, dark color makes them strong in the anti-inflammatory
arena. Can I ask you a question
arena.
About this real quick?
Yeah.
I have my lunch in the car right now because that's what I do. And I have fruit. Berries, strawberries, but I also have yogurt. Somebody told me not to mix fruit with dairy. Can you clarify that?
That's called creative writing.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with our digestive system.
Okay.
This concept that we can't mix different colored foods or protein and carbohydrate and fat is the very scientific term that my father used to use, malarkey.
Yeah, exactly.
It just is made up.
All right.
So we digest just fine. And when I think of the yogurt and the berries together, if you're on the go, make a smoothie.
Right.
So beverages, smoothies, shakes, they're a big part of my nutrition programs with my clients because I have busy people that I work with and everyone is not sitting at their breakfast or dinner table for all their meals and snacks. And so foods that you can take on the go are very important. We can also use some of these beverages to help control body weight. So protein carbohydrate beverages. I have a whey protein drink in the Good Mood Diet.
Nice.
Whey protein has lots of great stuff. Dairy protein has an ideal array of proteins in it that matches our muscles, that raises our mood. So whey protein drinks are wonderful. mixed with carbohydrate. Pineapples.
I hope you'll come back.
Oh, I have so much. I told you I never have just a little bit.
Dr. Darren, what do you think?
Oh, she's wonderful.
Should we bring her back?
Absolutely, no
doubt. Okay, one last tip, if you could.
Okay. Think about what you need to eat. Go to the website. See the top 10 foods. Make a diet that is plant-based, but we don't have to be vegans. We can have animal protein in our diet. Think about what you need to eat, not what you can't eat next. Don't get paralyzed with indecision. Make good choices. Do them every day. Let them feel make you feel great moment to moment.
I love it. Thank you for saving my apple.
Dr. My
Susie
pleasure.
Kleiner, Dr. Darren Rappaport.
Thank
you, guys. I hope you will come back and do part two.
Thank you very much. I think we might.
I'd love to.
I would love to do that. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and Greg Braden. Let's go out in a
Kelly sea. Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Elderberries, a truly useful herb for this time of year. These fruits are anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, antiviral, immune-boosting, and protective to the body. Taken preventively, this herb can help ward off colds and flus, and is excellent taken as a syrup, either homemade or pre-bottled. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk.